I'm going to do that again. I really believe the legislature can no longer ignore that concept, and we should get a good chance of passage.
Governor, I understand that the 7 GOP governors were defeated in this election, and that means, what, I guess 34 or 36 governors are Democrats now. How can Oregon stay with a Republican? I know you're a great guy.
I really think it always gets down to an individual races. That's how it comes down. I hear all about Reaganomics and the national scene and all the rest of it. But what it comes down to is, in this case, it was Governor Attia versus Pete Kamandowski. You can't separate
those things.
You're
saying it's 2 minutes. Wasn't necessarily a partisan thing.
No, it couldn't be. I'm a Republican, and there's more registered Democrats. Incidentally, that's sort of Oregon is pretty independent, folks. And if a candidate can tell them why they ought to vote another way, they'll vote another way. As the campaign developed, I was able to explain what I did in the last almost 4 years. My administration was quiet, but we did a tremendous amount. And I think they began to capture that and decide that they wanted to stick with me. Incidentally, the size of that margin is incredible. It really is. I've been in enough campaigns and seen enough campaigns. In a governor's race, contested with a lot of attention to it, 63% is.
It's the largest in 20 years,
that's
is that right?
That's right. It's unbelievable.
I know you just got over a campaign, you don't want to talk about another one, but just in a couple of words or less, yes. What's happened in 4 years with you?
Well, right now my mood and attitude is rather than, I think this may be my last race.
Okay, thanks very much for joining us, and once again, congratulations. We'll be back with more in just a moment.